It's Bosch and Marsh, back for another episode.
Bosch and Marsh.
We got a couple things, right? First big one is, it's a special day today, isn't it, Bosch?
It really is. It's National Podcast Day, if you didn't know.
National Podcast Day, and because it's National Podcast Day, naturally, we're making a podcast.
Of course.
Why wouldn't we?
What would we do on Podcast Day?
I know.
That was kind of a stupid thing to say. Everybody knows that.
That is true.
They knew we were making a podcast.
Should we delete this podcast and start over? I mean, it's obvious we're making a podcast.
I think I'm just going to delete you and start over.
Delete me and start over?
Yep.
That's pretty fair. I would do that too.
Turn in your applications for a new podcast partner for me. You got to have a cool name.
Marsh is a pretty cool name.
Marsh is a sick name.
Guys, my new name is going to be Barsh. So go ahead and turn in the applications for Barsh. Bosch and Barsh, right? That's how it could go. Anyway, we do have a shout out today on National Podcast Day. James Dickerson, Dickinson? I think it's Dickerson.
It's one of the two.
He sent us a DM the other day. It was really meaningful, actually.
I don't remember what it was, actually.
He was just, thanking us for all that we do.
Oh.
I think we're really...
Thanks, buddy.
We're really getting him through COVID.
We're getting a lot of people through COVID.
We're getting a lot of people through COVID.
At least like 72. I think that's our highest place. So probably most of our listeners are within that 72.
Yeah. The other thing is we do have a Nigerian listener now.
True.
Which is...
We might have talked about that the other day.
I can't remember if we talked about that, but it was pretty solid.
Yeah.
I know I posted it on the Bosch and Marsh Instagram.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm sure you all saw that because you're all following our Instagram.
If you are following our Instagram, follow us at the Bosch and Marsh.
Also join the group chat that's linked in our bio.
Yeah, we have a bio and it has a link to a group chat, and we release, it's like a special chat for really meaningful people in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bosch and Marsh journey.
Bosch and Marsh journey.
That's a new one. That's good.
Yeah, that is good. I'm trying to think what else.
I bought a bucket today.
I was going to mention, you bought a bucket.
Yeah, I bought a bucket.
I've got a bucket.
I have like four of them.
Bet I have a better bucket.
No.
Where's your bucket from?
I have two buckets from Lowe's, one bucket from Home Depot, and one from Nehawk. Where's your bucket from?
The Nehawk one is cool. The other ones are just knockoff buckets.
Yeah. Where's your bucket from?
It's an old paint bucket. It's been through the battle. It's seen some things.
All right.
I used to stand on it all the time.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about what that's seen.
Now there's... Yeah, because I wear a skirt when I work. Is that what you're getting at?
A kilt.
My kilt, actually.
Your kilt.
Peacock Colin gives us kilts.
Yeah, it has your logo on them.
Thanks, Jimmy.
What were you going to say before I interrupted about my bucket?
Oh, I was just going to give an amusing anecdote about how I locked my key and my spare key in my car the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dude came to get them out. And I don't have my own AAA card. And so he was like, your mom has to be here for me to do this. And I was like, oh, man. But then he just ended up doing it. It was a nice one.
Yeah, Jack.
I was at Justin Desai's apartment, so thank you, Justin, for allowing me to stand outside.
Big shout out to Justin.
And Aaron. And Ryan and Matthew for standing out there. I think it was the four of us.
You stood out together?
We did. They stood out with me. And then if Matthew hears this, he ate all my fries and owes me $7 for them.
Yeah, Matthew,
that's
you owe Bosch fries.
Matthew Simonis. If you hear this and you know Matthew, then text him up and tell him he owes me $7 for fries and tell him to listen to this episode.
Yeah, everybody hit up Matthew Simonis. Tell him he owes Bosch $7.
For the fries. And three for our bet. So he owed me 10.
That's really unbelievable, honestly.
Yeah, he's been running away from me, too. I'm going to have to get my hitman to go collect the money.
I got you.
Thanks. Go collect it for me.
Yeah. Anyway, we just want to make a really special podcast because it is National Podcast Day.
Yeah.
So...
we know you've all been celebrating, so we thought we'd give you something more to celebrate.
We can... Obviously, you can tell we kind of just made this one up on the fly, unlike our normal planned episodes, because...
Normally, we spend at least 3 hours planning.
It's closer to four.
But today,
we just figured out it was National Podcast Day, so we had to make one really quick on the fly.
True, true.
Yep. Well, I got a hangnail, so I think I'd better go.
You're gushing blood out of it?
Yeah. Yeah, my hangnail's just really gushing.
That's a pain.
I know. It's really annoying.
Well...
I think that about wraps up for today.
It looks like a police car, but it's not an old thing.
Good observation. It's not. It has a bunch of college kids in it. Anyway, Bosch and Marsh signing off.
Oh, actually, I know that. Hold on.
Episode's not over. He's going to go talk to some weirdos. Okay, Bosch and Marsh signing off.